This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. President Barack Obama has a plan to deal with a central cause of the economic crisis, America's troubled housing market.
Through this plan, we will help between 7 and 9 million families restructure or refinance their mortgages so they can avoid foreclosure.
The Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan is the biggest effort yet to help struggling homeowners. It could cost as much as $275 billion. Under the plan, up to 5 million owners could refinance their loans through the two mortgage companies now controlled by the government. These people are current in their payments, but unable to get lower interest rates because their home value has fallen. Millions of owners are underwater, meaning they owe more than their home is worth. The government will ease rules for loans owned or guaranteed by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and it will buy an additional $100 billion of stock in each company. Another part of the plan is expected to cost $75 billion. It could help as many as 3 to 4 million owners change the terms of their mortgages to avoid foreclosure. The goal is to reduce monthly payments for 5 years to no more than 31% of the borrower's monthly income. If a lender agrees to a reduction, the government would partly match the amount. Mortgage servicers, lenders, and borrowers will receive incentive payments for the success of restructured loans. Past efforts have excluded homeowners who continue to pay their loans. The Obama administration says the earlier those in trouble can get help, the more chance for long-term success. But some critics say the plan does not do enough with parts of the crisis, such as rewriting loans that were sold as securities. The president announced the plan Wednesday in Arizona, a state with many houses repossessed by lenders. A day earlier, he signed his economic recovery plan in neighboring Colorado. He says the housing plan will not help dishonest lenders or irresponsible borrowers or save every home. But, he says, it will give millions of families resigned to financial ruin a chance to rebuild. The administration will release more detailed guidance on March 4th. It says major parts of the program use authority already provided by Congress, but some pieces require approval. For example, giving bankruptcy court judges new powers to reduce mortgages without lender approval, so-called cramdowns. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Doug Johnson.